Welcome to part two of our interview with Bishop Tom Williams, Auxiliary Bishop of Liverpool. Now, we're going to look at Bishop Tom's work as chair of the Bishops' Conference Healthcare Reference Group. We started by asking whether we need to do more to support Catholics working in the healthcare sector.
I think the thing that strikes me is that for the rest of the world, we've got to be clear to them that we're part of the community as the Catholic Church, not just an added on extra or a local group or something else, that we want to be at the table in one sense. And the things which we are often finding is an overgeneralization of, well, Christians are, or documents which do not include the Catholic community. And I think we are integral, and we're a golden thread right the way through the NHS. So it's not about, you know, religion or religiosity or practice or sacramentality. It's about people who are putting into practice their faith in an everyday environment of caring for the sick. And we've got a very good, strong, rich tradition of that, which needs emphasising, because people just don't know it's there in many cases. And I think it's surprising to people when you say, well, what about this and what about that, and don't you realise? And, it's too easy. People make categories and lists which you're not even part of. Or they talk about, the government would talk about sometimes, involving the churches and religions. And I would say to them, well, no one's spoken to us. No one's made reference to us in any way. Oh, well, we spoke to a Muslim. Oh, right, well, that's interesting. Why don't you speak to us as well? So there's an element sometimes of saying we're here. So I think the reference group has been effective in the sense that we've published things. We need to publish more, and we need to be a bit more outspoken in terms of asking people to recognise what a lot of Catholics in all their different guises do as ordinary people.
You say that there have been several publications that are already out there. Can you tell us which publications there are and which you feel still need to be written?
Well, we published a whole hit list of six documents that we needed to do. The first necessity as a group was to publish something which was in negotiations with NHS trusts. So that was in dealing with management scores. So it was written not as a general theory or exercise or paper. It wasn't for general consumption. It was written specifically for, in hospital speak, as I would say, for hospital managers and people in that. Now, Jim McManus did a wonderful job in preparing that. And after 25 reruns, we managed to produce something which I think has been very valuable. And we put into that good practice and bad practice as a guideline in negotiations. The other productions were a small production for staff on wards that was produced by Paul Mason and Peter Scott, which was effectively how to deal with a Catholic patient. And I think that's been a bestseller. There's certainly had three or four reprints of that. What we need to do in the future is to do a few more documents, which one is for dealing with our ecumenical friends and other religions, for the hospital chaplains themselves. So what we've done is quite specific. We haven't done books on hospital chaplaincy or anything of essays. It's been targeted at particular needs at the time. So they're all documents that will need more review and added to it. The other thing we've been able to do is to collate and collect service level agreements and various contracts, because you have to deal with each trust in a particular individual way now. So what we've tried to do is to arm each bishop with a very effective and good bishop's advisor in his own diocese, who can help him to negotiate with trusts and basically, again, to wave the flag to say we're here and this is what we want, and this is how we want to work in partnership with trusts. I think the essence of all the documents is about what that word partnership means. And so I thought the best way to tackle the trusts was to let them know who we were. And so basically saying, this is what the Catholic Church means by spirituality. This is what the Catholic Church means by chaplain. This is what the Catholic Church means by supporting patients. This is what we mean by the sacraments, because otherwise we were getting what we believed interpreted by other denominations in a very inaccurate way. So it was just about clarification. It was about saying, you know, this is who we are. So I'm hoping that there will be a lot more documents to come, all in the field of illustrating and explaining the identity of Catholics, not to make us a particular group, but to answer the particular needs of patients. I think when it comes down to it, it's about how we deal with patients and how people who are professional in each of their aspects of life, each of their skills, whether it's a hospital chaplain or consultant or someone who works on the wards or someone who works in the mortuary or someone who works in the a clerk in the department, how they see their faith in practice in dealing with the sick. So all those aspects, I think, we there's a lot of documents due to come out.
You spoke about this is what we mean by spirituality and the particular needs of patients. Hmm. How important is spirituality in healthcare, and do you think that people are aware of their rights to spiritual care?
Well, I think they are, in terms of the, you get a much quoted document of the human rights, and spirituality is very particular. The problem with it is the word means what you want it to mean. And some people have a very, very weak understanding of the word spirituality. You know, this is what I believe, therefore this is who I am. I think one of the confusing things about spirituality is people see it as private, and I would say it's not private, it's personal. Now, there's a big distinction between those two words, because private means it can be what you want it to mean. Personal means that you make something which is objective a very personal thing, and you understand it from a personal perspective. So I would regard the part of our nature which is an acknowledgement of the divine and someone bigger than ourselves, or however you would describe the Lord Almighty or our faith, we understand it from a very personal perspective. So spirituality is, but it doesn't mean ghosts and ghoulies and spirits and Casper the Ghost and all this nonsense. What it does mean is an understanding that there's more to life than the material, and an aspect of human nature which is about the virtues, which is about goodness and faith and love and understanding. And I mean, a good example is the death of someone in a family. And from a practical perspective, you can say, well, how much does a funeral cost? from a spiritual perspective, you're talking about support, understanding, the Christian understanding of life and death, hope, all those things which we value as human and important to us as nature. So it's not a list of rules, it's about caring in a human, caring, positive way. And I think the whole aspect from a Catholic perspective or Christian perspective is that we understand the spirituality through the teachings of Christ and the Old Testament and the Scriptures, and those as basic, fundamental ways of expressing and understanding the meaning and understanding of the Lord, and that's through basically inspiration and revelation. So the Lord's revealed to us through the words of Christ, and he's inspired through us continually in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Now, that's the spirituality understanding that we would have as Catholics. It doesn't mean, well, a lot of the things that spirituality is sometimes thought to mean, very wishy-washy, non-specific sort of believe what you want to believe. We have quite a strong dogma and quite a strong moral basis to it. So that's how we would understand spirituality.
Bishop Tom Williams, Auxiliary Bishop of Liverpool and Chair of the Bishops' Conference Healthcare Reference Group. Thanks for listening to our podcast. For the latest from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.